What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. I have no idea what's going on anymore. I have no words. Big Murph, no more Integra, sold that. Haggard Garage doesn't exist anymore. And USDM DC2 Type R's Barrett Jackson sold for over $58,000. I don't even know what world we're in anymore. What's cracking, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Honda Recap. Thank you all for tuning in yet again for another episode of the Honda Recap, where we sit down every Monday night at 8 o'clock to discuss what's been going on this week in the Honda universe here on YouTube. So if this is your first time tuning in, make sure to smash that subscribe button, hit that like button, and that notification bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. And if you're out there on the East Coast, it's like 11 o'clock right now. Guys, thank you so much for staying up for this. We got a few things to talk about, and I want to get into this with you. So without getting into too much, I just wanted to give a big what's up to Midnight Alliance for sending me out a shirt. Awesome shirt, feels great. I got a red S2000 with green rims. You gotta love that, right? But if you check out their website, they got plenty other shirts. They got EFs, S2000s. They got a bunch of other shirts that they offer right now. And if you go over right now and use coupon code HONDA, all in caps, pretty sure it's all in caps, but you guys should be screaming it anyways, in the coupon code spot, you will get 20% off and I believe free shipping for all your orders right now. So man, that's solid. This shirt feels great. And you got to rep a Honda, right? And they got a bunch of different ones to choose from. I think they actually sent a shirt out there to Young Static as well. Awesome, guys. Quality shirt. Thank you so much for sending me out a shirt, guys. Really, really appreciate it. Anyway, guys, with that said, let's get into a couple different things I wanted to talk about this week. And that is Barrett Jackson basically auctioning off a USDM Type R for $58,000. I think after closing cost, it was almost near $60,000, $63,000. That is so much money. The whole auction was not more than 3 to 4 minutes. It got to 20K easy. That's easy. We see that on Bring a Trailer, right? And then 30,000, okay, getting kind of unheard. 40,000, oh my God, 50,000. At that point, I had no idea what was going on anymore. $58,000. It's insane. Yes, it was a first run ITR. I think it was number in the double digit or first 100 in the first generation of the run. So mint condition. Obviously, it's on Barrett Jackson. But you know what? That ITR set a precedent for all other ITRs now. Obviously, it is a rare case. They had a lot of money they wanted to throw around and stuff. But that's pretty crazy. Right now, you can get a Dodge Viper on Craigslist for like $30,000, $35,000 for like the first generation. An NSX, they're creeping on $60,000. The ITRs, what? Now we hit a $60,000 ITR. That's insane. When you can still get a brand new CTR over MSRP, you're still looking at close to $38,000, maybe close to $40,000. Anyways, guys, yeah, that is insane. That happened this week. It's definitely something cool in the Honda community to know that, you know what? These cars that we're loving, these mid-90s legends, are now starting to come up in value if they're in proper condition. I'll be real with you, not every car is going to hit this. Obviously, not every car. This car was a spectacle. It was a first generation, early number, immaculately taken care of. I can understand this. But like I said, we're getting to that time. Another 10 or 15 years, we're going to be hitting that mark where these beautiful cars of the 90s are going to be worth money. They're crashed. They're rusted out. There's not too many left. I'm really happy that at least there's like a highest benchmark out there for everybody to kind of reach for. You know what I'm saying? That was really awesome. But guys, now that we've talked about that, I know that was kind of big news and I'm really happy that actually happened. Let's get in to some channels I haven't really talked about in the past. And let's kick this off with Gray's Racing Channel. He's got a bunch of other cars. Some of them aren't exactly Hondas. And the one I'm about to talk to isn't a Honda. It is an MR2 with a K20A2 swap. And it is very clean. The quality of the videos are also very good. Very great content. Well edited. And the quality is outstanding. So you know what? If you're looking to look at another K20 MR2, this is definitely a channel to check out. He's got a plethora of other videos. The channel is about 2,000 or 3,000 subscribers big, so there is definitely still a fan base. There is other cars for all of you that want to see some other cars, not just Hondas. I know we're out there. I like to follow along with other builds as well, But with that said, K20A2, MR2, possibly turbo in the future. Definitely check out. All right, following that, let's get right into this. We got Shades Wade finally has the K20A in the DC5. This is a long time coming, man. I'm super, super proud of you. After you lost your car in the flood, like I said, nothing stopped you. You got the K20A, the Billet K-Tune Pro Shifter, all the new bushings, all the hard race, two new Red Recaro seats, and all the fixings that went into creating some one of the coolest DCR Type R clones that you're working on right now. I know that license plate says K20A because you're repping it proud. I'd love to see you get that thing on the dyno, get a really awesome tune thrown on it, get it super reliable, but I know it is right now. Having fun. It's been a journey, man. I've been happy to be a part of it. I've been happy to follow along this entire time. I'm hella happy for you. Following that, we got Chris Sadowski with a really cool part for the DA Integra. He got a harness bar. You know what? They're not really that common for this car. There's not too many parts that are common for the DA, but you know, I think he got this one off a Facebook group. Someone made it. It looks very sturdy. He got it, he cleaned it up, painted it, and got it installed on the latest video, and I'm really happy to see you're doing that because you know what? You're still out there looking for cool little parts to keep your car yours, and you know what? Even when you find it, you want to change the color, you want to modify it a little bit because you don't want to just put things onto your car that everybody else has. So I'm glad that you found something that not too many people have, and you kind of made it your own. Props to you, man. I want to know what you got planned next for that DA. If you guys aren't following Chris Sadowski, you absolutely should be because he has an EJ now. He just pulled the motor out. It had his E6. He's definitely cleaning that up himself. And he's got the Del Sol. I'm really hoping he B20Vs that very soon. Next up, we got Burton Racing. You've seen these guys also on SP Tuning's channel. They showed you how to do a coil-on plug adapter. I believe they have their own kit to make that very easy and affordable. If you even have S300, it all kind of goes in. They will install it for you if that's something you need. Definitely check them out. But with that said, they unveiled the car that they're going to do, or they unveiled the car that they're going to use for the Honda YouTube Challenge, and it is an EF sedan, a DX, so it is a bit lightweight. I want to know what they're going to put in the motor. It's a really great chassis. I know a lot of love is going out there for the EF sedans. I know Shane out there at Froman Productions is losing his mind because he has two CRXs and all he wants is a sedan. So hopefully you guys can work a trade. Just kidding. They're not going to trade you, bro. Following that, we got Boosted Boys. Kyle with the K-Series all-wheel drive wagon getting some more work done. We're almost ready to getting it on the road. I know we've already seen the first startup. Past couple videos, they actually took the H22 turbo van out to the drag strip. Had a lot of fun there. I think a lot of people were kind of hating, not wanting to race it or giving it some bad looks, possibly, or maybe I read the video wrong, but come on, guys. It's a H22 turbo Odyssey. Just run it. Anyways, with that said, I'm really happy that, you know what, the wagon is on his way. I see a lot of the passion going into it. Nothing's going to stop you. Boosted Boys just broke 500,000 subscribers, which is unheard of because, man, I told you, Kyle, it's not that long ago that you blew the motor of the MR2 and then just this whole spiral happened. You know what I mean? So props to you. Keep grinding and having fun. Following that, we got Young Static as the H22 Turbo Budget CRX at the dyno. It is insane to know how much power you're putting down right now, and I think you're actually being capped. In your latest video, I think you talked about your map sensor was actually holding you back, so you're only at like 13 or 14 pounds of boost, but you're still making near 400 horsepower on this stock block gang H22. I will include you in the stock block gang because I know there's nothing done internally, and I think the only thing you actually have helping that is the like stage 3 port you did on the intake manifold, but internally everything is stock. Over 400 horsepower is unheard of, dude. And man, you're really just showing people what you can do with elbow grease, a lot of time, and a stock block H22. Props to you, man. I can't wait to see that hit the drag strip. And then when you get everything sorted out with your injectors and the map sensor, I want to know what you're going to put down, man. Props to you. I'm super excited. Next up, we got Big Murph. I talked about this guy, obviously, in the intro of the video. He talked in his latest video about wanting to get into a different platform. And you know what? We all think about that. We all want rear-wheel drive. We all want to try something different, right? I had a cool conversation with Adam Ivel, a 621, and he basically told me, like, Christian, you got to drive other cars. Hondas are our love, but you got to drive different cars. And I totally understand that. I've just never been in the position to actually go ahead and do that. You know what? Now with drift tax being a real thing, getting an S14 or an S13 or any other kind of car, 350Zs are now actually affordable. But like, man, I don't know. I definitely want to get in a rear-wheel drive car. I used to have an S2000. I really miss that. But you know what? Adam, Murph, it's very true. You got to drive something different. I'm really excited that you are deciding to move on. I know you've wanted to do this for a while. You've toyed around with the idea of getting rid of the Integra. But now that you have the hatch, you're like, you know what? I still have this. Honda's still my love, my passion. I still want to build this. But I want to move on. I've had the Integra for a very long time. The Integra is gone. Money is on the table. He's looking for some sort of S chassis. He wants to hang out. He wants to go sideways, learn a different way to drive. And I really appreciate that. I really know that it's going to bring some really cool content to the channel. Props to you, man. I support that decision. Keep having fun, whatever you want to do. Following that, we got Zosh. K24 is now in the Integra. I'm fairly sure by the time you're watching this, his video is finally out of the motor in the car. He is now a K-swapped Integra. Bye! That is awesome. Super happy for you. I know that Frank hooked you up with a cool amount of hardware. The whole engine is down start out. I can't hate on that, bro. It looks super clean. You've taken the time to actually make the engine a very awesome centerpiece for the engine, so the hardware is only going to help you that much more. Props to you, man. You've done this in maybe 4 or 5 videos. It hasn't even been maybe a month, maybe almost half a month, but there was a lot of stuff I know you put in prior to this to make it go so smoothly. So I say it again, man. Props to you. The hustle is real. You got loyal fans. You got one right here, man. Keep it going. I'd love to see this car on the road and on the dyno. Following that, we got Hunter Tuned, taking us back to check out everything that's been done to Michael Civic. You can check out Michael with Michael at the Red Civic on Instagram. Obviously, Hunter Tune 1, I think, on Instagram. Like I said, you guys were in a parking garage, kind of went around, discussed all the things that was in Michael's Red Civic. It's really cool to know that he stuck with that platform. It started out just kind of getting thrown together, different additions. He painted the engine bay, rebuilt it, and now I think he's got like a fully built head, a pretty sizely turbo, and pushing a good amount of power, you know? And it's really happy. I'm proud of you too, Michael, because you know what? You stuck with your platform. You didn't go B-series. You're like, you know what? Let's see how far and how well I can push what I have here. I believe it's a Vitara build. Let me know if I'm wrong. Putting down awesome power. The burnouts and the strips down the road are exactly what I want to see. Hunter, you have not stopped giving your viewers what they want. You're just a horsepower hungry dude, and I can't thank you enough for bringing that to the table. Next up, we got SP Tuning out in Florida. Pablo going all-wheel drive. He found a good deal. He's got a bunch of stuff. I think he welded the rear diff, and he's going all-wheel drive. So definitely check out that channel. It's going to be really cool to see what he plans to do with all the goodies he's been collecting. I think he sold some other parts to try to make up some money. I'm really happy to see that, you know what? You're making amazing power in La Fea. You're taking it out to the drag strip, and if you decide to go all-wheel drive and you're just going to put all of that power to the wheels, it's going to be insane. I'm really loving the fact that all-wheel drive Hondas are now the new thing hitting the streets. I know, we've had them for a while, but a lot of the people on YouTube are now starting to do that. And you know what? Why not? I think all-wheel drive is the one thing that like Subaru and other people had on us, but you know what? Not anymore, guys. We're doing it with parts that are new and some parts that are coming from like the WagOs from like the early 80s, right? So it's like old tech into our old tech, I guess. Yeah, because it's like 80s cars and the 90s cars. Well, you know what? We're still doing it and we're having fun making awesome power with just Legos that we have. I commend all of you guys for doing this. So Pablo, you boys out there at SP Tuning, keep it up. I love the DIYs. I want to see how well this all-wheel drive kit comes together. All right, guys, you've asked for it. You've been wanting some more Accord content. So Bodie Vision dropping the CB7 build. The EK Coupe CTR clone is done. He's moving on to a new project. And you know what? The CB7 won. So you guys out there who want your Accord content, this is going to be an awesome build. He's shown you what he can do in the past, what he's doing now. So I really want to see him put that effort, that heart, and that love into this build, and it's going to turn out good. So props to you, man. You're choosing a platform that not too many people are running with, and I know a lot of attention is going to be going to this build. You're getting a lot of mine. Following that, we got Royce Natividad. He's been wanting to sell his FG2 for quite a while. He decided, you know what, I'm going to keep it as a daily driver. He actually just picked up an EK hatch with a B16B. He wanted to do something different. He's been saying he wanted a 350Z like other people, but you know what? He's back. He stayed with what he knows and kind of going to something different, learning a new platform, and he picked up an EK. It's kind of a build he's always wanted for a while. I've talked to him a bit here and there. He threw me some listings on Craigslist, and you know what? He had something in mind. He really wanted it, and he went out and got it. So I commend you, dude. You're going to love that B16B. It is one of the best platforms we have right now in the EK hatch chassis. Best of both worlds, dude. Rip it up, clean it up, and I can't wait to see the next videos you have on this build. Following that, we got garage-built Hondas. After losing a WagO, you know what? A lot of that money and a lot of that attention has gone into the CRX and EF chassis you already have. In the latest video, John Widmer basically shows you the new upgrades he has for the cars, what he plans on doing with them. And you know what? Not stopping the content. EF all the way, man. Super happy that you're just, you know what, refocusing all your energy on something else. You're definitely one of the channels, you and Young Static, that are keeping the EF chassis alive and the knowledge relevant. Thank you so much for that. All right, last but not least, we'll round this off with another ITR, and that is Broke Dad Garage finally has his Phoenix Yellow JDM front Type R back in his possession. It's been about a month and a half since he decided, you know what, I'm gonna take it on a mountain run. And on that mountain run, a deer decided it wanted to turn his car into a skateboard. Didn't really work out too well. The car didn't take too much damage, but that kind of pushed Lachlan over the edge to just be like, you know what, let's go ahead, repaint the whole car. I'm keeping it forever. I'm not gonna be this crazy diehard. It's gotta stay original. The car is already original. He just wanted a fresh paint. So everything got sanded down, primered, and an awesome spray of Phoenix Yellow is now on the car. It is now back in his possession. I've been waiting so long, watching Instagram, seeing all of your updates, and I'm really happy that you now have it home in your garage. I can't wait to see what parts you've been saving up in your brain that you want to buy and actually start building back into this car. The ITR content is back on Broke Dad's Garage. All right, guys, with that's it. That's this week of the Honda Recap. Thank you, everybody who's tuned in every episode, and now we're back again. Everyone that's putting out content on the weekly, I'm loving it. I got a lot more videos coming out next week, so definitely stay tuned to the channel. Like I said, I hope you enjoyed yourself. If this is the first time you're watching the Honda Recap, hit that subscribe button, hit that thumbs up, and that bell so you're notified every Monday night at 8 o'clock when this thing airs. 11 o'clock out there on the East Coast. Shout out to you guys as well. Definitely check out the website, hondavlogs.com/shop. Pick yourself up a Honda Vlog shirt, a hoodie, a zip up, whatever you guys need to keep yourself warm as winter is showing up. All the money comes right back into the channel so that we can grow collectively. We broke 4,000 subscribers. Thank you, everybody who's come in here. I'll see you guys next week. We got a bunch more to talk about. Catch you in the next one, guys. Peace.